WHCL-FM, Clinton, New York.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
This is Radio, and I'm Andy Senior. Thanks for tuning in tonight. It's I mean, judging from the first two tunes, you might get ideas. But believe me, this show is not for the birds. We have some wonderful music here tonight, here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and we have it every week, of course. But this week, oh, we got some new music from such people as Vince Giordano and Dan Levinson's newest CD. Molly Ryan, who we met at the Cazenovia Jazz and Caz festival, and that was delightful meeting everyone and getting to talk to everyone, but we'll talk about that later. We started with the Broadway Broadcasters from 1926, When the Red Red Robin Comes Bob Bob Bobbing Along. No vocal there. Well, that's perhaps a good thing. Charlie Strait and his orchestra. Keller Sisters and Lynch, Al Lynch, Nesting Time, 1927. So, well, that'll be all the birds for tonight, actually. So we can get out of the nest for a while. And Willard Robeson, My Panda Troubadour's Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, from 1929. And we're going to continue now with the Hollywood Dance Orchestra, apparently led by Billy James. It was on Banner. On a 78, and I also want to acknowledge the great service done to this program by a record dealer by the name of Rick Heller, who sold me a nice bunch of records, including a big batch that he gave me a great deal on, and I'm using a lot of those tonight. And all the 78s I'm using tonight are from Rick Heller, so I want to thank Rick, and he's Harvest Moon Antiques on eBay, also Nippers Records, but I thought I would mention him. But this was one of his, a Hollywood Dance Orchestra with Jack Kaufman on the vocal, 1928. That's what's good for me. Thank you.
being good for them. Some find that low things don't disagree. Some find that low things comes easily. And some love their sleeping, cause that's what's good for them. Some think that eating's one thing dear to them. Let everyone have his own theory, but I love my loving, cause that's what's good for me. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Vince. That was from The Aviator. Shake That Thing. Recorded in 04, I believe. Probably all the usual people on there. Probably a lot of them were there up in Cazenovia this past Friday. I imagine John Eric Kelso and Dan Levinson among them, and Vince, of course. And that was from the movie where Leonardo DiCaprio got to play Howard Hughes. I don't know if they got to the point where he wasn't touching things and was wearing Kleenex boxes on his feet, but that song certainly wouldn't pertain to that. Shake That Thing. Before that, we had Jack Patterson's band, another great record I bought from Rick Heller, St. Louis Shuffle, and you heard Eddie Lang in there and Joe Venuti for sure. Jack Patterson and the C Melody Sax. That was from 1926, from a Domino 78, beginning with the Hollywood Dance Orchestra, a Billy James group. Jack Kaufman and his, I like Jack. I really do. Great, great sound there. That's what's good for me. And, it's all good. It's all good for me. It's all good for you, too. 1928. And you're listening to Radio, and I hope this is good for you. I'm Andy Senior. This is WHCL 88.7 FM. In Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamlin College. And there's a great, great show going on tonight. If you're in your car, you can just drive on up here because you're going to go to the Phileas Events Barn and you're going to hear legendary jazz musicians such as Dick Hyman and Bucky Pizzarelli, among many others. And that starts at 9, so you still got time. You know, take a shave. Do what you got to do. Coming up to Hamlin because it's a wonderful, wonderful show tonight. This is, I say, it's Radiola, and we're going to continue now. Bob Herring and his orchestra, but actually, it's mostly Al Bernard, but a lot of Bob Herring's group in there, too. A nice, rather a hot record, actually, for 1924, on an old Cameo. Go Long, Mule.
Yeehaw. I got a mule, he's such a fool, he never pays no heed. I built a fire neath his tail, and then he showed some speed. Go long, mule, don't you roll your eyes. You came to fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies. I bought some biscuits for my dog and put them on the shelf. Times got hard, so I shot the hound and ate them up myself. Go long, mule, don't you roll your eyes. You can change your fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies.
Hee-haw.
Down in game, and now they say the Georgia woods are full of aches and pains. Go long, mule, don't you roll your eyes. You can change your fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies. Shot at me. Just as he took the second shot, I passed through Tennessee. Go long, mule, get up, get up. Don't you roll your eyes. You can change your fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies. Don't you roll your eyes. Get up. You can change a fool, but a doggone mule is a mule until he dies.
Wisecracks, hey, hey! Now, honeymooners on a boat were sailing to Japan. Hotsy Totsy, how have you been? And so is your old man.
Please.
Yes, why, certainly I'll have a drink. Oh, really, folks, that's all I have to say.
Well, I'm not gonna sing either. That was Billy Jones without Ernie Hare, 1925. Speech, Joe Friedman's Monte Carlo Orchestra. I think Glenn Robinson played that on his show very recently, and I'm not doing it because he did it, because I just got the record and it sounds good. But I believe he did on Rapidly Rotating Records. But I thought I'd give it a spin too. Before that, Lucille Hegeman and the Dixie Daisies on Cameo, and a song called Dinah, but there's no H on it. It came out before that other Dinah by about 2 years, and some of the same rhymes are there, but that's Dinah. That's another Dinah, and maybe you recognize her. I'm not sure I do, but there she is. Beginning with Bob Herring, and mainly Al Bernard there singing Go Long Mule, 1924, and I like that. Any Al Bernard record I find, and I didn't even know I was getting an Al Bernard record, but I did. I was so happy, and I'm happy tonight just to be here. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Now, speaking of being happy to be places, I spent most of the weekend, this past weekend, Friday and Saturday, in Cazenovia. And the second night, there was the Bearcat Jazz Band, led by Dick Ames. Dick started the band in 1957, or thereabouts. It's been a working band, continuously working since 1957. So, now, I don't know many people who have been working continuously since 1957. As a matter of fact, I've been not working continuously since 1962. So that ought to tell you something about me. But that's a working band, and got a chance to talk to Dick Ames, wonderful man. But I did happen to record that, and I got this. That's a plenty, and this was recorded last Saturday night, and I'm sure you'll like it. Dan Levinson's Transatlantic Sextet, featuring Bob Wilbur, Alex Mendham, Nick Payton, Paul Lindemeyer, and Vince Giordano. And Dan was there. Dan was there Friday night. And what a group. What a group of musicians. I wish that place should have been packed. And it was a most amazing night. And wonderful sound. And I'm so glad I was able to attend that last Friday. But of course, Vince and the group are play every night, every Monday night down at Sophia's in New York City. So you got to get yourself down there one of these days, and we do too, of course. But Dan had an idea, and was inspired to recreate the sound of the Six Brown Brothers, and which he did on the CD called Ghosts of the Saxophone. And I'll be playing another cut from that later, but it's a wonderful CD, so I highly recommend it to you. Just great sound, and it's worth it's very nice. And before that we had Carl Fried's harmonica band, Riding the Reeds, from 1936 off an old Decca. All harmonicas, all saxophones. Before that, the Bearcat Jazz Band, That's a Plenty. Two bass saxophones. Well, there you go. And that was recorded last Saturday night. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I, occasionally have my recorder with me, so I try not to be too intrusive. But I was led to understand that as long as it's good music, they don't mind it getting out there. So there it is. Here's going from 2009 to 1924, originally recorded for Perfect Pathé Actuel, issued on a Silvertone, which is a Sears Roebuck label, the New Cinco Jazz Band, actually Joseph Samuels and his group, and here they are, and it sounds pretty good for a Perfect Master, too. Big Bad Bill, he's Sweet William now. Thank you. There's a mild theme in that set, and it isn't even in the songs. It's very we're leading up to something here. Don't worry. That was Joe Ryan and his orchestra with Smith Ballou. My Fate Is in Your Hands from 1929, off a Regal 78. It sounds pretty good. Before that, Mal Hallett and his orchestra with John Ryan on the vocal. What Good Is Good Morning? And there's a lot more good in Good Night, indeed. 1926, that's off of Perfect, too. As was the first originally, but off of Silvertone pressing, the new Cinco Jazz Band. And that was with, Joseph Samuels' group. That was 1924, Big Bad Bill of Sweet William Now. This is Radio, and I'm just here. I'm not big bad or sweet or anything else. I'm just, some people think I'm turning a little bit. I'm sort of curdled a bit. I'm Andy Sr. We're on every Friday night here, WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. And what can I say? This is Radiola. And maybe be sure to turn in tomorrow night for Retro Radio with Mark Fuller. He's on every Saturday night, 8 p.m., Retro Radio. Music just like you remember it. And now, here's another person we met and saw who didn't sing, but wish she had. Because here she is with Dan Levinson's Swing Wing. And recorded last year. Molly Ryan, actually Mrs. Levinson, to you. And the Lorelei. And gotta love it.
Back in the days of knights in armor, there once lived a lovely charmer, swimming in the Rhine. Her figure was divine. She had a yen for all the sailors, fishermen and gods and whalers. She had a most immoral eye. They called her Lorelei. She created quite a stir, and I want to be like her. I want to be like the gal on the river who sang her songs to the ships passing by. She had the goods and how she could deliver.